Welcome to Shomach Shov and Adav, Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishma, Asayim, Yaakov Shalom, Leah, Basitzchok. We're holding Boabas, Rodav, Kuv Zayin. The Gemara, towards the end of the base, the Reb Chiya Bar Abba asked a question to Rabbi Yochanan on the Mishnah. And Rabbi Yochanan went and proved him for the next line of the Mishnah that his question was a wrong question. But the line that Rabbi Yochanan told him was, Ade ochals kafniyoso bibovil. As you're eating kafniyoso bibovil, says the Rashbam, you ate dates and bovil, you enjoyed the dates and bovil, targamina misefa, I proved it from the seifa. In other words, you were busy eating dates, I was learning, and I was able to figure out what's going on at the end of the Mishnah. You're not oisik betoyo enough, says the Rashbam, umikam teroyo. He spoke to him in a very, like in a little nasty way. The Chavos Yair, in Simon Kufnun base, as Chavos Yair, we mentioned many times in the Shurim, he addresses the fact that on one end we know, Divi Chachom Menachas Tishmoim. But we say many times we see that the Chachomim are talking to each other in a way of zilzul, not in a way which is appropriate. How do we understand this? And he goes through the Tshuva to explain many of the cases that we have in Gemara. And one of the cases he speaks about is this Gemara in the Kuzayin Amud Beis, which is also brought in B'chayris Tev Yud Ches Amud Aleph. He says, Adachis Kafniso B'bovel, he says, I explained this. What does it mean? So he says, I'll tell you maybe a pshat, what's the lashon over here? What's the message of Yochanan is saying? He says, the Tais is there in B'chayris, says the Kafniso is not regular dates, is tomorrow Gruim. He says, what pshat is this? He brings the Bartanuro, in the end of the first Perek Maseches Arlo, anybody who learned Yerushalmi saw it recently, he says the kafniyos is with the dates that are not completely ripened. They didn't completely grow, so they're not great dates. Continues Chavos Yair and says that we know that tamarim, dates, they grow best in the valley, not in the mountain. We see it from the Mishnah in Bikurim. In the first paragraph of Sayyid Bikurim, it says you don't bring Bikurim from dates that grow in the mountains. Because in the mountains, they don't grow well. They grow better in the valley. So he says, Bovil, which is it's called a Mukum, is the lowest, one of the lowest places, they probably have the best dates. So that someone points out, it's really Mefirusha Gemara and Psochim. Today the Gemara says, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu take Am Yisrael to Bovil? So the Gemara in Psochim, the Peches says, they should eat tomorrow. It says the Rashi over there, there's a lot of dates in Bovil. So Bovil is a very good place of dates. So what Rabbi Yochanan is telling Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, he says, I want to give you an example of something that you know. You're in Bovil. And Bovil, there's dates. In dates, if you eat the dates too early, it's only kafniyos. Kafniyos means there's unripe dates. Unripe dates is not great. So even Bovil is the best place of dates. You want to eat dates that are ripe. You want to eat dates that are good, that are tasty. So you want to wait for them to be fully grown. You don't want to eat them when they're kafniyos, when they're still early, when they're still smadar, when they didn't fully grow. That's the message. When you learn a Mishnah, don't focus on the ratio of the Mishnah and ask a question. You have to wait to get to the end of the Mishnah. You get to the end of the Mishnah, you have an answer. So it wasn't just a kintur ba'alma. It was a message to him. You want to eat dates that are unripened? No, you want to wait for them to get to their full bishul. So also, when you're learning a Mishnah, don't ask questions on the ratio, wait till you get to the end, and then you'll understand. You'll understand from the Mishnah what's the push-up shot in the Mishnah. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.